You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm here with Jess.
Hi.
We're going to play some Chet Baker next. And I really wanted to talk about this movie called Born to be Blue with Ethan Hawke.
That's about Chet Baker,
it's
right?
It's about Chet Baker. Ethan Hawke plays Chet Baker. And I don't know why it hasn't been talked about more. I don't know if people...
Well, it's an independent movie, so I think it was kind of swept under the rug.
Yes, like most independent movies. But I kind of fell in love with Ethan Hawke after watching that.
I fell in love with him in Boyhood, so...
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I didn't fall in love with him in Boyhood.
He's so hot.
Ethan Hawke? Yeah, I really like Chet Baker.
Okay, tell more about the movie.
Okay, so... It basically kind of has two parts to it, uh-huh. Where there was, I don't remember what year, but there was once a movie made of him by a filmmaker. It was very, like, low production, but he wanted to kind of, like, a documentary, highlight his life. And this film, Born to be Blue, is, it kind of shows the making of that movie.
Oh, wow.
Of Chet Baker, Ethan Hawke as Chet Baker, playing in the movie as himself.
Chet Baker, yeah.
And then also his normal life on the side.
And were they the same, or was it showing the discrepancies between what the movie told and how he really was?
Yes, but it wasn't, like, the major focus wasn't on the movie. It kind of started off that way and then tumbled more into his own personal life. And it was very interesting because it covered a lot of his heroin addiction and his, you know, relationship.
That's what I got from the commercials, his relationship drama.
But it was so beautiful and so honestly.
Is it black and white?
No. The documentary of him
in the movie
and in real life is in black and white.
But
the movie itself is not. And it's the weirdest thing. It was so relatable to me, especially towards the end.
Why?
My Funny Valentine. And and I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I just might. And
I don't want to, but I will.
So don't listen if you don't want to.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, he promised that he would stop doing heroin, and then his girlfriend at the time came to watch his show, even though she had her own career to pursue. And she said she couldn't initially, but she did. And she knew every time when he was on heroin because he would scratch his face.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he had promised that he wasn't going to, and he gets on stage.
And he scratches his face.
And he starts playing the trumpet so beautiful. It's just like, ooh. And then he starts scratching his face. And she takes off the necklace he once gave her, leaves it in his friend's hand, and walks out of both the venue and his life.
And that's how it ends?
Yeah, and in real life, he moves to Amsterdam, and he dies there. But he, you know...
Alone.
He can't do... He always picked his music over everything else, but he would fall in love. He would fall in love with everyone, and he would fall in love too easily, which is something I can relate to.
Wow, there's a song like that.
I fall in love too easily, which is... should we listen to that?
What, I Fall in Love Too Easily?
Yeah, that's actually...
A song by him?
Yeah, it's a Chet Baker song. I'm actually learning it on the piano currently.
Wow, maybe sometime you can bring in a recording of that.
Yeah, maybe. That's actually a great idea, Jess. Thank you. I'll do that. I'm actually working on it with my vocal coach and my piano coach.
Wow!
So maybe I'll do that.
I'll film it.
Okay, awesome. So here, very accurate for the day of... All this love,
or not love,
or lack thereof. I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too. too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
This next song is You Always Hurt the One You Love by the Mills Brothers, and we will be talking a little bit about this after the song.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So
I broke your heart last night. It's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
So, now we're... Okay, so that song was from a movie called Blue Valentine.
That Leah and I watched together.
We watched it together, and...
It's kind of fitting on a day like today.
It is fitting, because you kind of do always hurt the one you love.
And the movie itself is...
Yeah, if anyone hasn't seen that movie...
Stars Ryan Gosling, Michelle Williams.
There's a great scene where Ryan Gosling sings it on and plays it on the ukulele, and it's at this storefront.
It's at the beginning of their romance.
And she kind of tap dances to it, and it's pretty interesting.
It's a beautiful movie about love and lost love and unrequited love and unfulfilled love.
Yeah, kind of like all the love that's in our world.
All the love in one relationship.
Yeah, it's very it's a very full movie. Yeah, this is okay, the song playing right now is First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes, kinda background music. Yeah. So I wasn't gonna play all these songs today because
Leah's not big for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I just think it's a funny holiday. But I guess it's fitting, you know, there's people out there that are sad today, so.
Yeah.
Or.
Happy.
Happy. So, everyone should.
Shout out to my parents tuning in.
Yeah, Jess's parents are tuning in right now. My parents are not. They're probably asleep in Turkey. Yeah. I don't know what else to say, I guess.
I don't either.
Okay, well, let's play another song. Okay, it's not gonna be this one. What should we play, Jess?
Play it. Keep it in the theme.
I'm keeping it. Okay. I'll play.
Whatever your heart desires.
Okay. Well, that's not a song.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a Led Zeppelin song. It's called Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Babe, baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Baby,
I can hear it calling me the way it used to do. I can hear it calling me back home.
Okay, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, there we go.
He's on the air.
Okay, so we have Jess's...
This is Mark from New Hampshire.
Mark from New Hampshire.
So he's going to join us for a little while to talk about... So I think he's a little displeased that we've said that...
We've labeled Valentine's Day as a sad day. And I don't think we meant it as, like, a sad day. We meant it as it's not... It's not the day everyone makes it out to be.
Right.
It's I'm not displeased. I was sad that you look at Valentine's Day as a sad day when it's a day either where you look for your Valentine or you celebrate with your Valentine.
Do you have any plans?
Not for today. We had to defer to Thursday. But yes, we're going out for a nice dinner at a fancy restaurant in a nearby city.
Which restaurant?
What?
Which restaurant?
Is it the one we all went to together?
Common Man?
No, we're going to go with my brother-in-law and his wife, and we're going to go to a restaurant in Manchester called Republic.
Oh, very cool.
Have you been there, Jess?
I haven't been there. That sounds like something fun and new. Are you guys going to see a movie after? Or
maybe we'll see that movie. Maybe we'll come home and watch that movie with Ryan Gosling and...
Oh, Blue Valentine. You should.
Have you not seen that before?
I think that they have, but they probably don't remember.
I don't think I've ever seen it, and I usually do remember movies. But I thought La La Land was a...
don't get me started on La La
Land.
This is a big controversy, I think, in our current... besides the U.S. politics, we have this La La Land.
La La Land is the second biggest... controversy in America these days.
So, Mark from New Hampshire, did you like La La Land?
I liked it. I didn't think it was the best movie I'd seen this year.
That's exactly how Leah felt.
That's how I felt about it. I was blown away by Moonlight. I thought that was...
You have to see Moonlight. I told you that.
So, the Oscars are coming up. The 89th Academy Awards. It's a big deal.
I thought Lion was phenomenal.
I want to go see that.
And even though Dev Patel is the one nominated in it, and he was very good, there's this little kid who has the absolute, he's cute, he's got the best expressions. I don't know that he says more than about 10 words in it, but you just get his whole persona.
Demeanor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's, I think...
I'm crying here thinking about it.
You're not crying. Some people, when they actually say I'm crying thinking about it, are actually crying thinking about it.
I am tearing thinking about it.
Wow. I usually say things like that all the time, and I don't really mean it.
Earlier today, I said that, and I was actually crying.
Yeah, you were. My grandmother said the same thing. She said Lion was very... very, very
based
strong.
On the films you've seen, Mark, what would you say is the front runner for Best Picture?
I didn't think Florence Foster
Jones.
Florence Jones was, I don't think that was a best movie. I think Lion could be. La La Land could be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think the hype is making it seem like it should be, but I, who's an avid lover of La La Land, doesn't necessarily think it's the best film of the year.
And then there was...
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think that's my pick for best movie.
That's your pick for best movie. You haven't seen Moonlight yet, though.
I have not seen Moonlight. I haven't seen Fences. I haven't seen...
Fences, I hear, was
Fences,
really good.
Fences, Denzel Washington.
I mean, there's a lot of...
Yeah, there's about four that I still haven't seen.
Well, I'm hosting a Oscars viewing party.
My parents are going to be here.
Are they really?
You're going to be here Sunday night, right?
Not this coming Sunday. It's the next Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, we still have some time.
No. Oh, then I'll definitely 26. Be able to attend. The reason I wasn't sure is because I thought my parents were coming.
Did you say a maybe?
I did say maybe.
Interesting.
I only said maybe because I thought my parents would be here.
Well, now you'll be able to attend. We'll watch the whole red carpet.
Jess, where are your parents from?
My parents are actually from New Hampshire, probably right around the same area you are from.
Wow, what a coincidence.
All right, Mark, any requests?
Gosh.
You're talking to a radio show that plays music. You haven't thought about a song request?
I hadn't thought of a good request. It sounded like you're playing older music, too.
Yeah, I like old music. It's kind
nostalgic.
Of
nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic. So good.
On the other hand,
you're welcome to choose a modern song, a pop song.
How about Daisy? Bicycle Built for Two. That would be a good one.
Bicycle Built for Two. Okay, that's a real old one. Throwing that one way back.
Okay.
Yep. Can you find that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think I spelled bicycle wrong.
B-I.
C-Y. Daisy, give me your answer through.
C. Kelly, did you find it?
I found it by John. Is that he?
Who? Just play one.
Okay, all here's right. Bicycle
it's
built
nice
for two.
Chatting.
Thank you, Mark from New Hampshire.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I was just told that this song usually has words. so I, to my understanding, this was the wrong version.
No, I mean, it looks like it's the right version.
But
I,
okay.
Okay, can we put yeah, that one.
So here's a Bob Dylan song called My Back Pages. So, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. So that was the wrong version also, but this one, I promise, you can trust me, maybe is the correct version. Yes.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high and mighty traps, pounced with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges, soon said I, proud neath heated brows. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half-racked prejudice leaped forth, ripped down all hate, I screamed. Lies that life is black and white, spoke for my skull, I dreamed. Romantic facts of musketeers, foundationed deep somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Girls' faces fall forward path from phony jealousy to memorizing politics of ancient history, flung down by corpse evangelists on too serious to fool. Spouted out that liberty is just equality in school. Equality, I spoke the word as if a wedding vow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I aimed my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach. Fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. My existence led by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Yes, my guard stood hard when abstract threats, too noble to neglect, deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I define these terms quite clear, no doubt somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on a maybed while the limousines wait in the street. And those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Ah, but you got away, didn't you, baby? You just threw it all to the ground. You got away, I never once heard you say I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. Famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you'd make an exception. And then clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we're ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? Oh, you just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't. I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest I loved you the best. I don't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, my little darling. I don't even think of you that often.
I could be so bold to even say these thoughts aloud. I see you with your man, your eyes just shine while he stands tall and walking proud.
Love it.
This song is That Look You Give That Guy by Eels.
That Look You Give That Guy.
It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite. Looking right at me.
Oh,
could be that guy. Okay, so the next song that we're gonna play is called The Man Comes Around, and it's by Johnny Cash. So Jess, what would you initially say about this song to someone who's never listened to it before?
It's one of those songs that you really have to listen to the words in order to get the feeling that you should get out of it, because it's a very emotionally charged song and it's very relatable no matter your religion, no matter your beliefs, but
no, it's your mom. She texted me. She said, "Love that song too." I think she's referring to the one we're about to play.
It just is so powerful because of the descriptions he gives, his voice, like the soul he puts into it.
Yeah, it's weird because when I first heard this song, well, Jess showed it to me, and we were in Ecuador because we took a school trip, and we were driving through the Amazon basin, and she put this on. We were listening to music together, and then I listened to the whole thing, and it was beautiful because it went from such a kind of like simple structure to like
this chord progression
to this very like intense, jarring,
but I don't think
visceral.
You were really listening to the words.
I wasn't listening to the words. I was listening more to the melody, and then the music stopped, and Jess says the song was about death, and I asked
Leah
her to,
was mind blown. Then we listened to it again.
I asked her to play it again, and then again, and then again, and it's just I don't know.
Yesterday I was actually listening to the radio after having a bad day, and I wasn't actually listening to the radio. I turned on the radio, and for some reason this song was playing, and it just blew my mind.
On this radio program. On
104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio.
Yeah. And, totally Jerry.
And it just, I don't know, it was just like one of those moments that everything aligns. And
yeah. So okay, here, well, I played this last week too, and so it was weird that
someone else played it yesterday.
Anyway, The Man Comes Around by Johnny Cash.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around. Of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Leah, and I hope you can hear me now. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Leah, and Jess.
This is Jess.
Wait, you're not on. There.
And this is Jess.
And this has been fun. And this is all we're going to give you today.
It's been a pleasure being here.
But every Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m., I have this show. And we talk about things and make all these mistakes. And
maybe you'll be seeing me more, hearing me more.
Yeah, maybe Jess will. We have class before this, so maybe she'll come be a guest.
Venture
more
here.
Often. So enjoy your Valentine's Day. Enjoy your Tuesday. Enjoy everything.
Enjoy your week, your weekend,
your life. Your life, your career, your daughters, your sons, your uncles and aunts,
your spouses,
your dogs,
your books, your movies,
parakeets,
your
fish, rabbits,
dogs,
ants,
cocos,
ant collection. Those monkey fish.
Spider monkeys?
No. Bears. Monkey bear.
What are those? The ones in the fish tanks.
Can someone call in and help me?
Monkey jelly monkeys? Squid monkeys?
I'll get back to you.
Next week we'll have a whole talk about the monkey things.
We'll talk about the monkey things in the water that are like basically...
Spider monkeys. I'm telling you, they're spider monkeys.
No, no, they're not spider monkeys. No, they're not.
Monkey fish?
No, that just doesn't make any sense.
Look up spider monkeys. I don't want to leave our viewers, listeners.
Spider monkeys. I can't spell. English is my second
language. Shoot,
that's an actual monkey.
Monkeys in water.
Monkey fish in water. Water.
Animal.
Tiny.
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
No, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Still, but it looks right.
Sea monkeys? Sea monkeys. Yes, they are sea monkeys. Confirmed.
Sea monkeys.
Love your sea monkeys. You can buy them on Amazon.
Ooh, I might be checking that out.
Make an ocean zoo. They're like the most useless animals.
Says who?
I mean, me.
Yeah, but so are goldfish. What do?
They have a higher attention span than humans.
But what does that have to do with them being a valuable pet? They don't remember. They're not doing anything. Why are sea monkeys less valuable?
I guess...
What kind of shrimp? It's a brand name for... What kind of shrimp?
It's a brand name for brine shrimp, a group of crustaceans that undergo...
All right, who knew? Sea monkeys are
cryptobiosis.
Who knew? Sea monkeys or shrimp?
No. Well, love your sea monkeys and love
each other.
Each other and
I think we
love
should
your kitchen
yourself.
Supplies.
No, you gotta end on a cute note.
That was so lame, Leah.
Love each other love yourself.
Yeah, because you're important. And this is Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest, but I'm not going to play because I'm leaving.
But you should look it up is what she
said.
But saying.
Look it up. It's really, really good. And just look up Car Seat Headrest in general. They're a really cool band, and I wish they would come here to play.
I'll do that. I'll look it up.
Thanks. We're going to go back to the Robo DJ. So whatever's playing there, you can enjoy it. And
see you next week.
See you next week.